Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph of Masechta Sukkah. We are on Daf Nun Amud Beis, third word, last three words. Amar of Papa. So Rav Papa said, Kitanoi. This issue, whether or not Shira is bepeh or with instruments, the kli, is really a machlokas. Older machlokas is a machlokas tanoim. Now it should be ditnan. There's a mission in Erechin that says like this. Avdei Kahanim, the Avadim of Kahanim, Hayu. These are the ones who blew instruments. That's who we let blow instruments in the Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir said. Rav Meir says, yeah, that's who it was. It was Avadim. Rav Yossi Omer, no. Mishpachas based Pagrim, Umishpachas based Siparia, Uma Amum Hayu, Shemasin Lekahuna. These were Yisraelim. These were Yisraelim, these families, and they let them marry Kahanim. They were very Yichastik family, good family, good families. They can marry Kahanim. That's who's playing the instruments. These families. And Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, Levi'im Hayu. No, they were Levi'im. They were Levi'im. So, it's a machlokas, the three machlokas Tanoim, who played instruments in the basement? Either Avadim, Yisraelim, good Yisraelim, or Levi'im. What's this machlokas about? So my labah kumifliga, what are they arguing about? So the answer is, they're arguing about this exact issue. Is ikra shir b'klir b'peh? Lamanda amar avadim hayu. Rameir said they were avadim kasavar ikra shir b'peh. The ikra shir is b'peh. So can one avadim do that? Avadim want to play the drums? Oh, let them play the drums, who cares? It's not ikra shir anyway. Just accompaniment? That's not a problem. Umanda amar richei ben antigdus levim hayu. Kasavar ikashir b'kli. Ikashir is b'kli. And therefore it has to be Levi'im. Because that's their job. So there was a third shita. His name was Rabbi Yossi. He said there was Yisraelim. We left him out. So the Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? V'tispera? What are you talking about? Rabbi Yossi might kasavar. What about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi held that we Yisraelim. So one second. Ikasavar ikashir b'peh. If Rabbi Yossi agrees, ikashir is b'peh. Then why do they have to be Yisraelim? Why can't they be even Avadim? Then Afilu Avadim Nami. And he kasavar ikashir b'kli. And if he holds ikashir is b'kli, then Levi'im in Yisraelim lo. Then how could they allow Yisraelim? What's going on here? What are they arguing about? Ella says the Gemara, that can't be right. Dekule alma ikashir b'peh. Everybody has to hold ikashir is b'peh. Uvaha kamiflagi. And here's what they're arguing about. Mar savar. Hachi have a maisa. One hold, this is what they used to do. Umar savar, hachi have a maisa. And the other one held, this is what they used to do. Everyone holds ikashir b'peh. Everyone holds that. Now, lamaisa.
Why does the person who holds it's Levi'im have to hold ikashir b'peh?
What? Oh, because they that's exactly what. No, lamai nafkamina. So if you hold, you have to hold ikashir b'peh, otherwise avadim would never be allowed there.
Like we never. The person who holds.
So the answer is, l'may nafkamina, what's nafkamina? And the answer is, listen to this, why would they do this? Why would they let Avadim play? Maybe they were the best ones. Maybe they were the best ones who could play. So why not have the best in the base of English? Aye, they're Avadim, so what? Ikashir b'peh. What's the downside? The downside's going to be, are we going to think that they're Jews? That they're real Jews. That's the downside. That's the issue. So the one who holds you have to have Levi'im says we're going to mess up, make that mistake and think they're Jews. They're going to have to be real Jews. Ma'inaf kmina, l'maylin miduchin liyuchzin. If you see somebody singing over there on the duchin, playing instruments, can you be mesharech with that person? That's liyuchzin means to be mesharech. Ulamaiser, better yet, can you give the guy maiser? Oh, look at this, he must be a Levi. I really like to give him my maiser. He's a good friend of mine. I didn't know he was a Levi. I'll give him my maiser. That's what they're arguing about. I see him on the duchen. He must be a chash of a person. Why not give him my miser? I was giving it to the bum. Let me give it to him.
That concept is a really great idea in theory.
Yeah.
But if you know all of them are avadim.
That's the thing. You don't know. Since you see them there.
You don't know. If everybody knows that the avadim are the ones doing this, the musical instruments, everybody knows.
I hear. So, come here, Fuggy. Man, the amar avadim hayu. Don't know how they were avadim. Reb Meir. He cussed over. He held. We are not going to make a mistake and say, oh, they're over there on the duchen, I can be mashadach with them, and I can give them meiser. We're not going to make either of those mistakes. They're the best ones. Use them. We're not going to make either mistake. Therefore, well, they'll use them already. What's the difference? What's the downside? They're the best instrument players. And what's going to happen? I'm not going to marry them, and I'm not going to give them my ma'aser. So why not use them? They're the best. Manda Amar Yisraelim Hayu. Rabbi Yossi said they have to be Yisraelim. Why they have to be Yisraelim? Because Kasav Amayla Miduchin, if you see them over there on the Duchin playing instruments, Liyuchsin, I might want to marry them. I might want to be Mesharech with them. Avalola Ma'aser. But there's no Cheshash. I'm going to say, well, since they were there, they must be Levium. That far we don't say. So he has a half a problem. Therefore, they have to be Yisraelim. So if you're Mesharech with them, nothing wrong. They're Yisraelim. You're going to give them Ma'aser? We're not afraid of that. Umanda Amar, and the third one, Rabbi Chinah ben Antiklis held, Levium Hayud, they were Levium. Why? Kasavar, Ma'alim Luduchim, Pein Liyuchsin, Pein Lamaiser. Once they go up there, I'm going to think to myself, look at this. They're up on the Duchen, they must be, I'm going to be Mishadach with them. And also, I can give them my Miser. Therefore, since I'm going to make those both mistakes, they have to be Levium. No? Fair? No? Your question still remains?
If I give up to one of these musicians and say, I think you were great, please have my Miser. And he says, oh, I can't accept it,
I'm not a Levi.
Yeah.
So I guess we're afraid that wouldn't happen, right? Who's going to turn down free food? Ma'aser, no.
Well,
ma'aser, no. Not supposed to, but it might be an Aveira, but there's no punishment.
Right, okay.
It's not a Kares or things like that. So, okay, so he gave me the Ma'aser. So, I'm an Oni anyway. You know how people justify everything. Rabbi Yemir Bar Abba, says like this, Machlokes Bishir Shel Shoiva. The whole Machlokes yesterday was whether or not the shear of Shoeva is Doche Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's only by shear Shoeva. The Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Savar, Simcha Yisera, Nami Doche Shabbos. The Simcha Yisera was also a reason to be Doche, like we said yesterday, Tosva said, Ein Shoz HaMikdash. And we said, no, it's just Simcha Yisera. What is it already? Simcha Yisera? So for that one, I'm being, that's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even for that will be Doche Shabbos. That's what we said yesterday. Rabbanan Zavri, Simcha Yisera ain't a Doche Shabbos. Simcha Yisera is not Doche Shabbos. Avol Bashir Shal Karban, but the share of a carbon every day or every Shabbos, Divi Hakol, Avodah Hiva Doche Shabbos. Everybody would agree to Avodah Doche Shabbos. What accompanies the Karbanos, that's a different thing. This is Simcha Vez Shoeva. It's an extra Simcha. Okay, no, there's no band. You'll make do without it. But every Shabbos, Doche Shabbos. Meisvei, one second. There's a brisa that says not like that. The brisa says Shir Shal Shoeva, the Shir of Shoeva is Doches HaShabbos. Divir B'Yosir B'Yehuda. That's so far so good. V'Chacham Omrim Af Yontif Eino Doche. Even on Yontif it's not Doche. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah just said that on Shabbos and Yontif same thing. It is Doche. So it's a kasha. Tiyufta, the Rav Yosef, Tiyufta. Right, this I said it. Rabbi Yirmiyah said it. So Rabbi Yosef is wrong. Who's Rabbi Yosef? He said that Rabbi Yosef agreed that a Shir Shal Shoeva is not Doche Shabbos. You see, this price says that it is. Okay. Lema b'Shir Shal Shoeva hu d'pligi. Maybe they're arguing on this issue of Shir Shal Shoeva. Aval b'Shir Shal Karbon. But on a Shir of a Karbon, divri hakol Doche Shabbos. But on a Shir of a Karbon, everyone would agree is Doche Shabbos. Lema t'vetufta d'Rabbi Yosef b'tarti. It's a tufta on him again. Amalach Rabbi Yosef, pligi b'shir shal shoeva. No. They argue on shoeva, whether or not it's Doche Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef says even a simcha shall yiseira is Doche Shabbos. Chum say no way. What about Shabbos? Also machlokas. Daliach hakochad Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, and that's why you mentioned that machlokas. Dafilu shoeva nami dochi. It's even Doche shoeva. It's not even avoda. Even there he's Doche. Vakatani zehu achalil shabes hashoeva sheina docha lois hashabes v'lois hayantif, right? Zehu dina docha avakarba docha mani. Who said that? In other words, shinsach bes hashoeva it's not docha, but it's docha every carbon. Inema Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda hamar shish hashoeva nami docha. It can't be him. Elav rabbanon. It must be the rabbanon. The tiyufta the Rabbi Yosef betarti tiyufta. Rabbi Yosef is wrong. In other words, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's always docha Shabbos and Shoeva. And the Chacham hold it's never Doche, not Shabbos, not Shaweva. So these people that have middle Shita, they're all wrong. Okay. Now my timer, the Omar, my timer demand the Omar, Ikashir Bakli. Why does someone hold Ikashir Bakli? Like, where'd that come from? So, why? Why is Kli better than Peh? So the answer is Tichsiv, it's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Not Yecheskel, Divrei Yomim. V'yomer Chizkiyahu said, L'halos ha'ola v'lamizbeach, u'be'ez ha'chel ha'ola hechel shir Hashem. V'chatzotros v'ayadei Kli David melech Yisrael. Right? What do you see? Kli, Kalim. Chatzotros, it's all Kalim. My time of Andam Ikashir B'peh. What about the one who said Ikashir B'peh? The answer is Dichsiv. This is a pasuk in also Divrei Yomim. Vayihi Ke'echad L'mechat Tzrim for the instrument players. Ula Mishorim and for the also instrument players. L'hashmia Kol Echad to hear the voice. In other words, Peh. Rashi says V'halo Loksiv Kalim. Doesn't say anything about Kalim. V'chatzotzros Lav klishir ninu. Those aren't chatos. That's not klishir. That's like a chauffeur, right? Shel the tekiyos hatamidinu mitzafin. That's just for the tekiyos. That's not a shear. That's not a shear. Nobody would say that chauffeur's an instrument. Yeah, it makes noise. It makes music. Not music. It makes noise, right? So you see from here that ikashir is bepeh.
So I can't remember where we learned it. I think is it in Megillah that they changed from. Chatzotros to shofar in the meaning. So, are we talking here about trumpets or shofarim?
Even if it's trumpets, the point is, it's not music. It just could be a herald. That's what a shofar is, right? It just makes a herald noise. I'm heralding someone else is coming, right?
It says with one voice, so presumably the
that's the peh. That's the peh. Now the problem is, yeah, that's the peh. Now the problem is that what's each one going to do with the other pasuk? Right? It does say both, right? The Idach, Nam Yaksiv Yomer.
Who said you have to darshan out of a posuk in
Divya Yamim?
No,
so it's not a darshaning, it says black and white.
Do you just ask, what are we going to do with that posuk?
Yeah, so here's the Idach. Vidach Nam Yaksiv Yomer Chizkiyo. One second. If you hold Iker Shiras Bepeh, but it does say that Chizkiyo said, go get the instruments. So what's he going to do with that? Hachi Kamar. Hechel Shir Hashem Bepeh. No. Iker Shiras Bepeh. Al Yedei, Kle David Melech Yisrael, Lipsume Kala. That's just to the accompaniment. That's not Ikashir Bepeh. Ikashir is Bepeh. I, Chizki, take at the instruments. Yeah, that's backup. Now, V'idach Nami Oksiva, he be'echad ha'chatzosrim ulum shorim. It does say that they sung, only had chauffeurs and trumpets, which is just for a herald. That's not music. That's not a band. Where's the band? There's no band. What do you mean? Didn't he say get the instruments? Halchi kamar, mishorim dumi de mechatzotzrim. Ma mechatzotzrim bekli, af mishorim bekli. Then it went with a kli, so you can learn out the psukim any way you want, and that's the story. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mishalo ra simcha space ha-shoeva. If someone never saw a simcha space ha-shoeva, lo ra simcha miyamav. He never saw a simcha in his life. Why does the Mishnah tell me this? What do I now know that I didn't know before? What halacha is in this Mishnah?
Well, there's a mitzvah of simcha.
What?
There's a mitzvah of simcha.
So it was an unbelievable simcha.
So this is the optimal simcha.
Right.
So, none of that was before, because we have, before simcha was made in Shoeva.
Right.
You have other things that we're doing during Sukkot, like Nisuch HaMayim. So it doesn't have to necessarily be either halacha. It can just sometimes be
just a history.
Not a history. It's a custom that happened, but it doesn't have status.
I hear. Okay, interesting.
How am I going to know that?
Right. It's still true. It's all true what you're saying. So, let me ask you a question. When we say simcha, there's a mitzvah of simcha, is that a ruchnius tikka simcha or gashmius? What kind of simcha is that?
Both.
Is it both?
What do you do?
Can you have both?
What happens when you go to a wedding?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to be mitzvah v'kala.
What's that?
That's simcha. It's real business. It's dancing. How do you sameach them in a ruchni stick away? What? What does that mean? Exactly. What does that mean? Says I didn't make this up. Says the Meiri. The Meiri says, Simcha Space HaShoeva was a simcha of Gashmias. And it was a simcha of ruchnius. How could it be ruch? What does it even mean? It says the Meiri, you were zochet to ruch hakodesh. At the simcha of Pesach Shreva, you could reach a madrega, which is hard to reach that. There you could. If anyone went to that simcha of Pesach Shreva and didn't experience that simcha, they never saw simcha in their life. You can go to the best wedding in the world. You're not going to get ruch hakodesh there. You can do whatever you think Mitzvah Simchah means, it's fantastic. You're not going to reach that madrega at a wedding. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. At this Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it could happen. That's what this Mishnah is telling you. It's an unbelievable part. It was a double kind of Simcha. Yeah, people running around, kiddish, and they're going to be juggling fantastic things. It's all Simcha. It makes you happy watching that. Everyone enjoys watching a show like that. Who doesn't enjoy that? It's a big Simcha. It was more than that. It was also a Simcha of Ruchnius. What kind of Simcha is that? Ruch HaKodesh. It's an unbelievable part. Anyway, Matzah Yontif Rishon Shel Chag, on Matzah Yontif Rishon of the Chag, Yardu LeEzras Nashim, they went down to the lady section, the Ezras Nashim. It wasn't called Ezras Nashim, it doesn't mean the lady section. It means that women were also allowed to be there. That's what it really means. Right, we'll get to that in the Gemara. U'mesaknin Sham Tikkun Gadol. They made a big tikkun. What does it mean they made a big tikkun? They had to rearrange the room for the Simchas Pesach Shoeva. This is the main Azara. It's called the Ezras Nashim. It's the main Azara. It's a big area, and it leads to the Shaar Nikanor, with the 15 steps, right? It's a huge room. They made a big tikkun. What they do? Menorot Shel Zav HaYusham. They put four poles, and on top of the pole was a menorah, a light. The Arba Sefalim Shel Zav B'Rosheim. Each one had four bowls. Each one was a four... What is that called?
Candelabra.
A candelabra with four lights. The arba sulamos, and there were four ladders going up to each one of these four. The chalechad v'echad, for each one. The arba yaladim, and four children, mafriche kahuna, they were the young kahanim, biyadeim kadim shalmeyav esrim lob, and in their hand they had four jugs of 120 log. I'm sorry. No, kadim shalmeyav esrim log. The Gemara is going to ask, was it 120 log for each of the four, or it was 30 for each of the four, and 30 times 4 equals 120. The Gemara is going to say it was 30, each one was 30 log, and the total was 120, so they would put each of the divide up the 120 into quarters, and each one had 30. Right? And Shematil Nikol Safel, Shematil Nikol Safel Vesafel. And each bowl got a quarter of the oil. So I didn't say this either. Who says this? The Gemara is going to say later, Tosfos Yontif points out, so why does it say like this? If it was really 30 for each bowl, why does the Mishnah say that? Why does the Mishnah say 120? If it's the same thing, but this is more cryptic. Say 30 for each bowl. What's 120 for all four? Then I have to have a Gemara question. Is it 30 or is it 120 for each one? The answer is because there are two references to 120. Number one, it was the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. And number two, it was the number of years that Noach built the Teva. And the symbolism in everything. Right? Everything has symbolism. You should look at the, 120? Oh, yeah, I remember 120. That's how long Moshe, that's how long Noach waited to see if anyone was going to do tshuva. Oh, maybe I should do some tshuva. That's how long Moshe Rabbeinu lived. He was such a tzaddik. Maybe I should try to be like him. You know? Everything has a symbolism. Mebabloi Machnisei Kahanim, from the worn out pants of the Kahanim, Umehameye Nehen, and from the worn out belts, Mehen, from them, Hoyumafkiin Behen, Hoyumadlikin. They would strip them down and make wicks. Says Rashi, Mimachnisei Bigde Hasrud, from the worn out pants, Shahayu Mishel Tzibur, Umehavnetein, from their belts, Hayishayim, old belts, Mafkin, Korin, Lasos, Psilos. They would make wicks. It says Tosfos, second to bottom one. Tema, Delo Chashiv Nami Ksonis. What about the shirts? Shigam Hayuham Shel Sheish. They were also made out of the same material. What are the shirts? So, Tosfos didn't answer it. I mean, it's not such a serious, I'm not going to die from this question, but what about the shirts? So, Tosfos Yontif says, that also, what about the mitznefes? How come not the mitznefes? So as a person who sells clothing, you'll know that the pants wear out the fastest. Shirt can last much longer than pants. Right? Is that true?
Yes, but...
Yeah, therefore, the shirts always lasted much longer. They were less prone to getting worn out. And therefore, they use the two most common things that wear out, which is pants and belts. That's the one answer. The other answer is, because, listen to this answer. This answer is said by the Hon Usher, that pants and belt of the Kohanim was to be mechaper on what? On bad thoughts and arayas. That you always have to have, always has to be in people's minds to fight off those issues. And therefore, even, as I said, everything is symbolism here. Even when they're doing simchas b'shoeva, they're using the wicks. It used to be pants and it used to be belts. It's a reminder to be pure. The shirt represented, what did the shirt represent? The shirt was mechaper on shvichas damim. And the hat was mechaper on gasas haruach. These types of averos. There's no shaykhas to a simchas b'shoeva where there's women there. There's no shaykhas to that. I have to work on that at this point. No. Therefore, they're not used. Whichever answer you like, that's what I... Tell what? Yeah.
The public funds.
That's right, because I don't know if the Kohen has to pay for their own big begotten.
No, they don't.
They don't. Yeah, I understand. But they got worn out, so they can't wear them anymore. So what are we going to do with them? We're going to throw them in the garbage? No. We're going to use them for the... You're not allowed to have anah from a mitzvah. You're not allowed to have anah from a mitzvah. Not from a mitzvah.
Using it for a mitzvah.
Big dikahuna is asa b'hanah. The answer is no. Let's use it for another mitzvah. Fine. Okay. V'loha yuchatzah b'Yerushalayim. There's no chatzah in Yerushalayim. She'eno net me'ira or beis ha'sheva. That didn't get lit up from the beis ha'sheva. Can you imagine that? No chatzah in Yerushalayim wasn't lit up from the... It was so light. Chasidim anjei ma'isa. The chasidim and the anjei ma'isa. Hayu merakadin b'fnehen. Bavukos shall or shabideyan. Basically, they would juggle torches. That's basically what it's saying. They would juggle torches. Rashi says, Zorkin osam klapimaila, they would throw them up to the heaven, umakablan osam, they would catch them. Vyesh shabakian lasos kane ba'ar bavukos, some did four, obishmone, some did eight. Uzorek bo zu, umakabal zu, vizorek zu, umakabal zu. What's the point of that? So the footnote here in the Masifta says, there's a lot of sodos on what this means, but they don't tell you what they are. So I don't know what they are. If I did, I would share it with you. I just don't know.
What are they dancing
from? Each other. The Omrim Lufneim, the very Shiras Vishes Bachos, and they would say Shiras Vishes Bachos. Valavim Bikinoros, the Levim would, Kinor is a harp, Binavalim, a navel, different kind of instruments, Mitaltayim, different kind of instruments, Bechatzotros, the klishir below mispar. No end to the number of instruments that were there. Big band. Al chamesh esrei milos hayardos me'ezras Yisrael le'ezras nashim. There were 15 steps going from the Ezras Yisrael, meaning from the Shaar Nicanor, down to the Ezras Yisrael. K'nei chamesh esrei shermalos shir b'tehillim. That corresponds to the 15 shermalos. Shalei and levim omdim b'klishir v'omrim shira. They would say klishir, they would say shira. V'omdu shnei kahanim b'shar elyon. There were two kahanim standing by the Shaar Elyon, which meets the Shaar Nicanor. Shiori me'ezras Yisrael le'ezras nashim. It also goes down from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras nashim. Ushnei chatzotzos b'yadein. And there were two chatzotzos. They were here all night. Karu hagever. They heard it in the morning. They heard it right in the rooster crowing. Wow, they're all night dancing away. Taku v'hariyu v'taku. They would blow shofar. Tekiah through a tekiah. Higiyu l'mayla asiris. When they got to the 10th step, taku v'hariyu v'taku. They would be tokeya again. Of course, Rabbi Yirmiyahu is going to ask in the Gemara. One second. The 10th step means there was the 5th step, so there were 10 left. Or the 10th step means there were 5 left. That's the Gemara. As you're going to ask, the Gemara is going to ask that question. What's 10 and 5? Either way, it's Yud and a Hey. That's why it's the 5th step. It says here the 10th step. But it means they went down 5 and there were 10 left, or they went down 10 and there were 5 left. Either way, I don't know. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Either way, the point is it's a reference to Yud and a Hey. 10 and 5. Right. So again, everything here is a symbolism. Higiu l'azara, they got to the azara. Taku v'ariyah v'taku, they boo again. Then the princes we don't read. Hayu Tokin, they would keep on blowing shofar, V'holchin, Adjer Megin L'Shar Yotze, V'Mizrach, until they went out to the Shar Yotze, the eastern gate, to go get the water. Higiyu L'Shar Yotze, V'Mizrach, when they got there, Hafchu Pinehem, V'Mizrach, L'Mayrav, they turned around, V'Amru, and they said, Avosenu, our fathers, Shehayu B'Makom Hazeh, that were in this place, Achorehim El Hechel, their back was to the Hechel, U'Pinehem Kedma, and their front was to the east, U'mishtachavim kedma l'shemesh, and they bowed down to the sun. Right? V'anu l'ka einenu. But we are for you, Hashem. So why are they mentioning that? And our forefathers were big rishayim, worshipping the sun. Right? Why did they do that? So, I don't know, the Shoshan L'David here says, they did it that to highlight, we're not doing that. We're not going down that road. We're tzaddikim. We are not doing that.
So they're not talking about the others.
No, they're talking about the forefathers. I don't know who exactly they were. Does it say who they were? Who were they?
The end of the first temple.
And the first Beis HaMikdash.
They were
sun worshippers. So we're not going down that road. Even though it might look like we are, because we're going out from the same entrance, so it's not. Hashem, don't think that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hayu Shonen, they would double it. For Omer, Anu Laka, Ulaka Einenu. That what? It could be. Yeah, it could be. It's a strange thing to say, no? You're about to do this big mitzvah once a year. By the way, don't remember our grandparents who were terrible people. It's a funny thing to say. What?
Apparently this is a near quote from Yecheskel.
Yes, it's a, yeah, fine.
So.
Yeah, but what are you saying it for? What are you saying that for right now?
We're better now.
We're better now, exactly. I don't know why you have to say that. Okay, I don't know. Tadar Rabbanan. Misha lo ra simchas pesach shaweva. If anyone never saw simchas pesach shaweva, lo ra simcha miyamav. They never saw simcha, like we said before. Misha lo ra Yerushalayim b'tivarta. If you never saw Yerushalayim in its glory, lo ra krach nechmad la'olam. You never saw a beautiful city. Sometimes you go to Vermont, you see some beautiful city, something pretty. No. You never saw Yerushalayim, you never saw a city like that. Misha lo ra Beit HaMikdash b'binyano. If you never saw the Beit HaMikdash when it was built, lo ra binyan mefor me'olam. You never saw a beautiful building in your life. Never did. Again, why are we telling us this? Yaakov said, where did it all go? Where did it all go? Because we sinned, it's all gone. If you don't sin, it'll come back. You want to see a beautiful city? You don't have to go touring all over the world and go to Prague. It's such a beautiful city. They always say these random cities in Europe. It's fantastic. The most beautiful city is Yerushalayim. The most beautiful building is the Beis HaMikdash. It's gone because of our sins. So if you don't sin, it'll come back. Very simple. Listen to this question. Maihi, which Beis HaMikdash is the Gemara talking about? Says Rashi, Ezim and Abinyanim, which one? Shel Shlomo? O Shel Nechemiah ben Chilchia? O Shel Hordus? Or is it Herod's Shestasru Ubano? He like partially destroyed it and rebuilt it. So which one is it? What's the Gemara talking about? If you never saw a building, you never saw a pretty one. Amar Abaye, Vitam Rav Chista, Zubinyan Hordus. No, I'm talking about Horduses. B'mai Binya, what's so special about that building? Why his over anyone else? Why his more than Shlomo's? Yeah, Amar Rava, Ba'av Naya Shisha, it was stones of Shisha is marble, no?
Yeah.
Umirma, and white marble. Igada Amri, Ba'av Na Shisha, with marble, Kuchla, blue marble?
Green marble,
Umarma, and white marble. Apik Shafa, Va'ayel Shafa, it was like indented, I'm not 100% sure what that means. Kiheche de Lakabel Sida. So you were able to put the... cement. So it's true that Herod did build, if you look at the coast, if you go to the coast and look straight up, it looks like it's tilted. Because he did build a stone, the stone, it was slightly indented. Slightly. That wasn't for pretty, that was for stability.
Exactly.
Right, so I'm not sure what the Gemara is saying over here.
No,
it was. If you ever go to the base of it, you'll see.
It's not what he's saying, he did. It's stone, another stone recessed in, then another stone out, then another stone
uh-huh.
It's a way of
that was for beauty or for building, for purposes?
That's beauty.
Savra l'mishmei daiva. He wanted to make the whole thing out of gold. Golden building. Amrulei Rabbanon, Shavke. The Rabbanon told him, let it go. The Dahaki Shaper Tvei, this is even prettier. The Mechzi Kadusa Diyama. It looks like a wave of an ocean. Now,
so
order,
before he killed them?
Before he killed them all that, before he was listening to them?
Yeah.
He listening to them?
Which one are you talking about?
Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishalo Ra Dilflustin Shalachsandria Shalmachayim. I don't know what that word means. Yeah, Dilflustin. What does that mean? The amphitheater? The amphitheater? They don't, it must have some kind of room. In Alexandria, lo ra b'chodin shal Yisrael. You never saw a glory of Bnei Yisrael. Amru came in basilika gedolah. It was a big basilica, right? Stiv lefnim mi stiv, rows and rows. Pa'amim shahayu ba. So whether you read the parentheses or not, it's the same thing. Kiflayim ki yotzim mitzayim hayu. 1.2 million people could fit in this room. It's a huge room. It's a massive room.
Amphitheater.
1.2 million people.
Big amphitheater.
Like
what?
It's like the Colosseum.
It's a massive amount of people.
Well, Times Square, they say, gets in the end. So that's the size of Times Square.
Yeah.
You're talking 10 times the size of the Meadow Stadium.
That's right. V'hayuba, Ayin Aleph, Kedetroel, Shalzav, there were 71 something, what's it? Chairs of gold. Kineged Ayin Aleph, Shal Sanhedrin Gedola, to represent the 71 members of the Sanhedrin. In each one costs such an amount of gold. There was a bima in the middle, like every shul. And the chazan stood there. He had a kerchief in his hand. When it came time to answer amen, nobody could hear the chazan. They didn't have a microphone back then. Couldn't hear the chazan. So when it came time to answer amen, they would wave the sudr. And everybody would answer amen. Can you imagine that, Myriv? And so before we go on, you got to go to the top of Nun Beis Amud Beis. Top of Nun Beis Amud Beis. And Tosfos says, Ba'aruch Kashale. Top Tosfos. Dorach has a question. L'Rabbeinu Tam. Hada Amar Bereish Gemara B'Shalosh HaShachlu. The Gemara says in Brachas, Ein Onin Amen Yisoma. You're not allowed to answer Amen that you don't hear. V'Hachan over here, Lo Shama HaBracha. Ella Bahanafas Asudrin, Yodin Bagil, Onas Amen, and On Amen Yisuma. How can they answer Amen? They didn't hear the Amen.
Isn't that halacha only if you don't know what they're saying?
What? So Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer is the more very this Gemara comes up a lot. Every time it's the same Tosfos and he gives the same answer. The answer is you don't have to hear the bracha if you know what bracha they're saying. So if you're following along, oh they're up to Baruch Aleinu, then Hashim Shoftenu. So you know that you know what he's up to. Then it's okay. The second answer is V'od Yishlomar Yodim Hayu Lekavin Seder Abrachos Shizu Acharzu B'Minyan Shimon and Kisidron. They're going in order. The guy's going in order, saying Shimon Esrei, and therefore it's fine. That's the answer he always gives. I never saw this answer before. He gives a whole different answer. He says like this. He says Umefarar Shem Rabbanon the name of Rava Shal Mishu Chayiv Bracha Ka'amar. The only time you have to hear the bracha is if you're being mechayiv in the bracha. Then I have to hear it. I want to answer, I'm going to be motzi with the bracha, like Megillas Esther. I'm going to be motzi because I'm not laying myself. Someone's laying for me. Then I have to hear the bracha. Then I have to hear the bracha. Otherwise, I don't have to hear the bracha. So there, I'm sitting in the shul. I have to hear the bracha? I dive it myself. Not only that, says Tosfos. V'lo yana amen yisoma. What about over here? They waved, Hainu Kriya Sefer Torah. It was the brachas by laning. I have to hear him laning? Yeah, there's a chiyuv of laning on a tzibur 100%. I have to hear the bracha on the laning? What for? So they can raise the flag and I'll say amen. I'm not Megillas Esther, a different story.
But think about what happened. If this is what was going on, that means they did not hear laning.
Right.
Did not hear the shortass, right? They did not hear anything.
Correct. So the people around heard it.
Just there.
Right. The people around heard it. Right?
I always thought if you said amen and you didn't hear the brachas, it's a brachal of Atola.
No. So what do you mean if you said amen and you didn't hear the brachas? That's what Tosfos is saying. It's only true if you're being moti, if they're being moti you. If they're being moti you in Kiddush and you didn't hear the bracha, you can't say amen. You came running out of the bathroom and everyone else said, oh, amen. That, you can't do that. If you didn't hear the bracha and they're being moti you. If they're not being moti you, why can't you say amen? That's what Tosfos says. Such an interesting answer. No? So interesting. I haven't really said that before. Right? That's basically what he says. Back to the Gemara. V'lo hayu yoshvin mu'uravin. Listen to this. the seating in that shul was not all in a jumble. Rather, Elo Hazahuvin, Bifnei Atzman. The goldsmith sat together. Ubu Kasafin, Bifnei Atzman. The silversmith sat together. Nefachin, Bifnei Atzman. The blacksmith sat together. Tarsiyim, Bifnei Atzman. What does that mean?
Coppersmith.
Okay. The Gerdayim, Bifnei Atzman. The tailors. Ukisha Oni, Nichnas, Cham, Hayumakir, Bale, Munaso. He would, oh, you know what I do for a living? I'm a shoemaker. Oh, yeah, you're a shoemaker? You sit with them. There's the shoemakers over there. V'niftin l'sham. Now, why is that? Why do they do that? So they could talk to each other during davening? That's not the reason. U'misham parnasasu parnasas anchi beiso. To help them get parnasal. That's what the reason I did it. It wasn't to talk during davening. Oh, I know. I could talk. I have what to talk about with him. Right? No. You know all those joke surveys that go on in Rosh Hashanah? I want to sit with this guy. No. That wasn't the reason. The reason was to help with the parnasa. That's the reason. Amar Abaya. V'kulu katlinu Alexandris Mokton. And all of them were killed by Alexander the Great. So right away, the Abarbanel says it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It can't be Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great lived too early for this. And the Abarbanel changes it to say Targayanus. Who's Targayanus? Emperor Trajan, who actually destroyed the city of Alexandria. Trajan. T-R-A-G-A-J-A-N. He was an emperor. He was a Roman emperor. He lived, it was in between 113 AD and 115 AD. Shortly after the Basin. It was right before, 20, 30 years before Bar Kokhba. Destroyed the city. And all the Jews there, it was a big korban there for the Jews. This shul got destroyed then. So the Gemara does say Alexander the Great, Mokton means Macedonia. It can't be him. It doesn't fit. The Barbanel says you got to make it Trajan. That makes sense. Others say, take out the word Mokton. It was some random general named Alexandrus or something. Some random guy.
But they know what happened to Alexander.
Right. No, it wasn't Alexander the Great. No. It was some other but they know what happened to Alexandria, the city. Right. So it must have been some other general named Alexander who came to destroy the city. They named after Alexander the Great anyway.
Yes.
That's why. So for many reasons, it's not him. That's why Trajan makes more sense. And if you don't want to say that, at least take out the word Mokton. Now you have to take that word out because it's not Alexander the Great. It must be, could have been someone else. Maybe his general was named Alexander also. That could be. Who knows? What? Who Trajan? Yeah.
Alexander the Great.
Now. No. Whose general was Alexander the Great?
You know who his general was.
Right or no? I'm saying maybe it was Trajan's general, Alexander. Some guy. You never know. Whatever. Anyway, my time is answered. Why was the city punished? And the answer is Mishum de Ibru Ahai Kra. They violated the following pasuk. Lo, Sosifun, Loshuv, Bederech, Hazeh Od. You can't live in Mitzrayim. I don't go back to Mitzrayim. Now, why are there Jewish communities in Mitzrayim all the years there were? I don't know. It's not for me to answer. I don't know. There's a story of the Rambam who lives in Mitzrayim. Right? Rambam lives in Egypt, and when he wrote letters, he used to write, every day I'm living here, I'm violating three mitzvahs. But he didn't say which three mitzvahs. All the lamdanim, which three mitzvahs did he mean? One of them is this one. Because he shouldn't be there, right?
The problem is we had until 48.
Eight. There was, right.
There was people living in Alexandria.
Or Vach Yosef grew up in Cairo.
We had until then.
Right. The Inu Hadur also. And they're living there. Kiyaska Shechina Dahavi Kari B'Sifra Yisa Hashem Alecha Migoy Rechok. The guy's going to come from far away. This is Trajan talking, or whoever it was talking. Amar, Michti, listen to this. Who garva baile mesi svinte ba'asar yomi? It's only a 10-day journey to get from Rome to here. The dalia zika va'asar besvinte ba'chamisha yomi. I got here in five days. Nafa alisu, he took it as a good sign. Nafa alisu fikatlenu. He went ahead and he attacked the city and he destroyed the whole city. But matzi yantuf, that they made a tikkun gadol. My tikkun gadol, what they do already, what construction did they do in the Azara? Amar v'lazar, bosa sheshaninu, that's what we learned in Masechtos Midos, chalaka haisa b'rishona, it was an empty space, v'kifua gezustura, they made an upper porch, v'hiskinu, sheunashim yoshivos malmaila, v'anashim malmata. They put the women upstairs, and the men downstairs. Right? Tanu Rabbanan, b'rishona, originally, hayunashim b'fnim, v'anashim b'chutz. The women were inside, the men were outside. That was not a good idea. That led to Kalas Rosh. Then the women outside, the men inside. It still was no good. So they made a deal. The women on the balcony, Vanashim Lamata, and the men down below. Exactly. Exactly. Right? And the Gemara says, Hechi Avadhachi, how could they do that? Voksiv, it says, I call Baksav Miyad Hashem, Aleha Skill. How could you change the base of Mikdosh? And I'll do that. Amarav, Kro Ashachu Vidarash, there's a pasuk that said it. Visavta Haaretz, Mishpachos Levad. Mishpachos Pesavin Levad, Unashayim Levad. Right? The men separate, then the women. This is in Book of Rashi, it says, Benavuah Zacharia. Umisnabel Asid, Shiaspidu al Mashiach ben Yosef, Shinarag bel Mechemes Gog Umagog, when they have a Hesed for Mashiach, who's Mashiach ben Yosef? When he's going to die in the war of Gog Umagog, Uksiv, Mishpachas Bezavad Levad, Unashem Levad, Shafil Bishaf Tsar, even in a Levaya, Tsarach Lahagdel Anashem Anash, you have to separate the men and the women. So surely you have to separate in such a good mood, right? Surely you have to separate, them, right? Follow Dvarim Kalvachomer. Oh, we'll stop here, fine. We'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.